Hello, and welcome to the Comic Book Rundown. At the end of the last issue, the group blasted off from the Death Star, trying to make their way to Yavin. Let's see what happens in this issue. We start the fifth issue, and they're not out of the woods yet, as Han would say in the movie. He basically directs Luke to the gunner seat as he goes to the other one. The interesting thing is they're all sitting down, and Luke's like, I've never fired his gun before, but I'll do this for Ben. Han is saying that he doesn't want to die in vain. The old man may have gotten us away from the Death Star, but now we're really in trouble. And Leia is like, oh, it's hopeless. We're outnumbered, outgunned. How are we gonna survive this? And then they have Chewie, the 7-foot-tall, fur-covered Wookiee. His thoughts are as much his own as the strange language he speaks.
Yeah, I did notice that we don't get any translated from the Kashyyyk asterisks in these issues.
Which I'm actually appreciative of that. Like, I'm okay with that.
Yeah?
Yeah, because, I mean, to be fair,
I never know what Chewie's actually saying.
Well, and we don't need to know. We get the way he expresses himself. Right. You can piece together what he says.
Right.
Although there is that scene where... Well, it's them in the Death Star right after they got out of the ship and Ben goes off to take care of the tractor beam. There actually is a scene where Chewie does speak English. Oh, you've never seen this.
What?
Oh, no. I will show you when we are done.
Right.
It is interesting and kind of freaky. Like, I'm okay with it.
Is it like when in the deleted scenes for The Phantom Menace, is it like when Qui-Gon and Obi-Wan were speaking droid? Isn't that in a deleted scene in The Phantom Menace?
I thought it was a deleted scene in Revenge of the Sith where it's Anakin and Obi-Wan speaking
droid.
Oh,
okay. I thought it was in Phantom Menace.
Okay.
My bad.
We get these TIE fighters. There's four of them coming to attack the Falcon. And they get a couple hits in. Solo and Luke are, attacking and destroying them. I do miss that, going back to Family Guy, they cut out the dialogue where Luke shoots the one and he's like happy about it. And Han's like, great shot, kid. Don't get cocky.
Mm-hmm.
In Family Guy, Peter Han is like, great shot, kid. Don't get penis-y.
Well, you know why they call it a cockpit.
Yeah.
Who's seen Captain Marvel? Okay, bye.
So yeah, they take out the ships. No big deal. Yay, win. Blah blah blah.
Yay.
We go back to Death Star, and we've got Tarkin talking to Vader, saying he took a great chance with letting the rebels go, and he wants to make sure that the homing beacon is in place.
Hmm.
What?
It's just one of those funny things where, like, nobody ever thinks that, well, I mean, I know Leia says their escape was too easy, but...
Well, yeah, she says it here in a second.
It's just one of those funny moments in movies that I like. It's one of those tropes in movies that
yes.
I like.
Yes. Vader's like, it will work. This will be a long day remembered. Seen the last of the Jedi Knights, and it'll see the last of the Rebellion. And this is where we get Leia saying that the escape was too easy, that they let us go.
Right.
The next scene is Leia talking about how Han doesn't care about anybody, and Luke is like, I care, Princess.
Oh, I care. Unsaid about you.
Yeah.
As a brother. No.
Well, no.
No.
We get a scene of Han and Luke talking about Leia and how Luke wants to know what Han thinks of her.
Right.
And Han says, I try not to. And under his breath, Luke's like, good. Which, of course, Han hears. And he's like, well, what do you think? You think a guy like me and the princess could maybe... Luke is quickly...
No.
They get to the base on Yavin. and they're able to get the information out of R2. Yeah, they have their meeting saying what's going on.
Right.
There's not a lot of differences right now, so we're just, you know, we're going through the stuff quicker.
Yeah.
Because this is literally just the movie.
Oh, yeah. We're almost shot for shot.
Yeah. We've got Han getting his reward, and he's getting ready to leave. Luke being bummed by it, which it's sad. He made this new friend, and now his friend doesn't want to stay.
Well, it honestly makes me think of like DJ in the last Jedi.
Oh yeah,
you know, like there's always the scoundrel that our young heroes put too much faith in.
Yep, because they're just looking out for themselves.
Yeah,
it's just what they do. So Luke starts to skulk away, and he runs into Leia. And this is another scene where they hold hands, they lock hands.
For a little too long.
And then they kiss again.
On the lips. Like, this is a romantic kiss.
Yeah. Like, yeah, he's straight up moving the hand up to the neck like he's going to caress.
Yeah. And then guess who shows up?
Hey, it's Biggs.
Yay!
This is another deleted scene. Now, this scene right here, though, we've got the blue leader. We should point out that this is Blue Squadron.
And not Red Squadron.
Yeah. Which, that threw me the first time.
What's funny is I didn't notice...
Until I told you?
Yeah. I didn't notice.
Okay.
And I don't know if my brain just, like, put in their other title or if I even knew that it was Red Squadron. I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't realize it until the next issue where they're doing the call signs.
Yeah.
And Luke calls out Blue 5. I'm like, no, wait. He's Red 5.
Yeah.
Wait, hold on. So, one thing I was going to say, though, is the blue leader, he recognizes the name Skywalker because he met his father.
Yeah.
So, and this blue leader, I think he's got to be, 30, if that. So he had to have been like young when he met Anakin. Now they never say Anakin.
Let's say he's in his 40s.
Okay,
like, he could have been like teens to early 20s. Mm-hmm. He could have been watching pod racing out in the Outer Rim. He could have heard Anakin's name.
But he says he met him once.
Yeah.
Like,
you know, maybe he went through Mos Espa. I don't know.
If you've got half your father's skills, you'll do better than all right.
I'll try, sir.
I guess he did say when I was just a boy. Yeah, it was just interesting. I say that a lot.
Yeah.
But it was interesting because of the differences, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Another thing I want to point out is the one mechanic... talking about R2, and he's saying how the R2 unit, you know, is beat up. And this, Luke says that this droid and I have been through a lot. Like, have they, though?
They've had a busy day.
Day?
Yeah.
Maybe 2 days?
Maybe two.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's another thing that I just find funny. And so we end the issue with them flying off to... because the Death Star is they know the Death Star's there. They know it's...
it'll be in position soon.
Yeah. So they're in the X-Wings, Blue Squadron, and the rest, they don't actually say the rest, are in the wings ready to fly off and fight the Death Star.
Yes.
Thank you for listening to the Comic Book Rundown. If you liked listening to Emily, please check out the What's in the Queue podcast, where they talk about documentaries on the internet. You can find them on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram by searching What's in the Queue. And as always, you can find us on Twitter at Comic Rundown, on Instagram at Comic Book Rundown, or you can send your emails to comicbookrundown@gmail.com. We'll be back very soon with more to this Star Wars story.